Welcome to the Begin the Begin podcast. My name is Jeff Hillemeyer, and I'm on a mission to find out what makes people tick. But not just anyone, people who are making a profound impact on the world. I want to dig into their origin story and get to the root of why and how they do what they do. I hope you are as inspired coming out of these conversations as I am. Let's get into it.
Hi, friends. This is a reading of my latest newsletter, which I call Begin the Begin. If you're not subscribed, you can jump over to my website, jeffhillemeyer.com, that's one L, and sign up. I send out a new post every week or so. This post is called, YouTube Thinks I'm a Stoic. Am I? This might surprise you, but YouTube is one of my favorite media experiences. I probably watch or listen to more YouTube content than any other platform. In fact, I pay for YouTube Premium, which is $12 a month, in order to not waste time with ads, but mostly because I can listen to it without having to see the screen. This means I can drive my car and listen to YouTube content, which I do a lot. You're probably ready for me to get on with the rest of this, but I feel like I need to explain this YouTube obsession a bit more. YouTube has so much great content. TED Talks, sports clips, news clips, podcast clips, movie clips, Seinfeld clips. They've got all the clips. And honestly, the older I get, the more I appreciate a good clip. Show me that scene where Kramer creates his own talk show, and I'm in. I don't need to see the entire episode to be laughing my face off. I'll add videos to my watch later list, and when I'm doing dishes or other chores, driving to pick up a kid, or anything where my brain has a few minutes of downtime, I know, God forbid I don't have something keeping my mind busy at all times, I'm YouTubing. There's a great example I list in the newsletter of a recent interview between Jon Stewart and Bryan Stevenson that you just have to check out. Note, yes, I do listen to audiobooks quite a bit, but only when I'm running outside or on a long drive. Or when one like Will Smith's recent autobiography, or The Master Plan completely grab hold of me and I can't stop listening, in which case my YouTubing time goes dramatically down. So, am I a stoic? YouTube seems to think so. Admittedly, I watched a few of Ryan Holiday's daily Stoic videos, so I can't completely blame YouTube for this. With titles like 8 Stoic Don'ts for a Better Life and The Stoic's Guide to Better Parenting, how do I not click on them? The guy makes solid content. After watching a few of his videos, I started getting bombarded with Stoic content because Google's algorithm ain't no dummy. So it begs the question, am I a Stoic? Which begs another question, what is a Stoic? Let's dive in. The general principles of Stoicism are that one should live in harmony with nature, accept what one can and cannot change, and be tolerant of the events that occur in life. Okay, I can get on board with that. I generally accept what I cannot change, believing that what the world throws at me is how it is. I don't spend time lamenting bad news, but instead look for a path forward based on my new reality. Stoicism teaches that one should be indifferent to pleasure and pain, and have a sense of detachment from the material world. Huh, this one's a bit odd sounding. Seems more like what a robot would say about feelings. Wisdom is the root virtue. From it springs the cardinal virtues, insight, bravery, self-control, and justice. This definitely resonates with me. Gaining wisdom is why I read so many books and have guests like Terrence Lester on my podcast. This allows me to build empathy within myself, which hopefully leads me to fight for justice. In fact, it's how I came up with the idea for the A Pledge. Apatheia, since passion is irrational, life should be waged as a battle against it. Intense feelings should be avoided. Not so much about this one. Sure, I think that too much passion or emotions can impact your ability to react rationally to something and make solid decisions, but who wants to go through life trying to stifle their passion? Not me. The Stoics believed that the best way to deal with difficult situations was to remain calm and rational. Yes, I can be calm in the face of difficulty, and I do try to think things through rationally before taking any action. This feels like me for sure. Verdict. I'm maybe kinda sorta a Stoic sometimes? The point. I like to think of myself as being on a constant path to self-improvement. I try hard to look at other cultures and viewpoints to see how I can better myself, and yes, sometimes those new ideas come from Google's creepy yet effective algorithm. The general principles of Stoicism do feel like they would help a great many people navigate their way through life. I find that people who have a hard time absorbing life's changes are often the ones that struggle the most with anxiety and depression, And I get it, life can be hard, and watching a YouTube video about stoicism isn't necessarily going to help. But you've got to start somewhere, and maybe an entertaining YouTube video is just what the doctor ordered. I hope you're happy. Thanks for listening, and I hope you subscribe. Wow, you made it to the end of the podcast. I didn't think people did that anymore. Well, since I still have you, I'd love for you to do two things. First, subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. That way, you'll be alerted as soon as I post my next one. And second, I'd love for you to subscribe to my email newsletter. I send out an email every week or two, and it's really where I share my more personal thoughts and ideas. Plus, I give stuff away sometimes. You can find the sign up at my blog, jeffhillemeyer.com. And I really do appreciate you listening.